Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
And I'm Christy Mercer. Welcome, guys, everybody. Welcome to the... Oh, well, sorry, what was that?
It faded quickly, didn't it?
After that big one, you know, like, give us a little bit more, everybody. Come on.
Let's go. We are live from the Sheaf in Double Bay. It is a very special live recording of the 411, and we are here to recap the last night. Well, last night by the time you guys are hearing this. The Bachelor episode, which I must say, Merce, is the very first time I've ever watched a first episode.
Well, I find this just redonkballs. Like, up till this point, Stace was calling him the honey nudge, like on like legit official emails. Well, she's like, so, okay, let's just go over the logistics of the honey nudge.
Can I
what?
Can I please tell everyone why? My husband works with a dude that has that as his Instagram title after Hey Dad. So now in my mind, does anyone even remember Nudge from Hey
Yeah,
Dad?
Nah, bro, nah.
Shit.
Nah.
I'm old. Anyway, that's where it came from. But this episode was quite entertaining. I thought he was going to be some form of like kind of sexist rugby weirdo.
No.
But I'm kind of into it.
I'm so glad that you did, because being a batchy diehard, like I froth Bachelorette.
Froth.
Bachelor, have watched all of the seasons. Like, if we weren't doing this show right now, we would have just transferred this basically to the couch at my house.
Except half of it would have been about something else.
What you mean?
Well, I wouldn't have talked about my half.
No, that's
but
true.
But tonight, the full 411 is a Bachelor recap.
You would have brought some gluten-free chips and been there for half the lols and then been like, ciao, guys, I'm going to bed.
Well, okay, so let's get straight into it. These hippie cats are giving me a bad name. That rose quartz is quite large. And that other bitch with the energy healer, she was a pest.
Didn't you see when I called out to you? Because so Stace has a rose quartz engagement ring.
No, it's organized.
Sorry. Anyway, it's pink. It's a pink stone. Anyway, she pulls out that rose quartz. Hey, where did she get that from? She was wearing a bandeau dress.
Christy, it looked like a salt lamp.
No shit.
I was like about to pass it to her, and I'm like, what the fuck's he gonna do with that?
I looked straight over to you and I go, it's basically you. I've never seen you so mad.
Well, it's
seriously
offensive. It is so offensive.
And what about the chick with no shoes? She's like, this is just me. Just strip back. No, it's not, Dale. No, you're not going to events where you wear a ball gown and no shoes.
And also, who wants to see a close-up of someone's toes? Like, that was so unnecessary. And her shoes were sitting right there. Like, it was like, did you have no shoes or did you just take them off?
I mean, it was, since we're talking about awkward moments, and we will get into the nitty-gritty of it, because I can already pick who's going to win. I think everybody else can.
Can we have on the count of three
like
a shout out who everyone's favourite is? One, two,
three.
Oh, for the
Des
love
Brooke,
of God.
Bro. She's the one that rocked out with the two balls, the rugby ball and the AFL ball, and she's already got the key to the Batchy Mansion, which is a worldwide bachelor first.
It's just a key to a lay. That's what that is.
Oh,
it's a key to his bedroom.
See, that's what I find about this season, because other times it's been like disguised as a white rose, which seems like quite...
It's the white rose.
Timeline with the Batchy, now they're like, oh yeah, we just went down to Bunnings and got a fucking key, so now you can just
I know, it's like
get
white,
it on.
Wearing white equals virginity. Like, it's the same idea, white rose won't
and
tell anybody.
And can I also just say, I feel like Cass... We need to discuss the stage five clinger. She's like, guys, I might not have told you, but I've met him. Like, I've met him before.
No,
so
first she said, I'm not going to tell anyone. She's like, I'm going to keep it on the DL. And then she's like, well, I met him. Like, it was like, whoa, bitch.
She's already taken the key and got a double cut from Bunnings. She's like, oh, I don't know how I ended up with
They'll
this.
They'll be spewing they didn't get a security key. You know, the ones that you can't cut?
Yeah, the one that when I lost from my mum's apartment that cost me $150.
They
and then unlocked the second key inside her house and had to pay for a locksmith. Yeah. Anyway, that's another that's a story for another
you
time.
You were probably as drunk as those girls were, because when it gets to the end of the night and they have that real big spotlight on them and they're talking one-on-one.
Their eyes.
I mean, we all know in those photos where we're looking
dead
hot.
Eyes,
but we
yeah.
also know we are dead behind the
dead eyes.
Dead eyes. And that's because we've had about 7 bottles of rosé. And honestly, the first one, that skater girl, she was the first one in there. So she would have been drinking for the longest.
But I would agree with that. There's a lot of alcohol applied onto them. I actually felt really... because I feel like a lot of that episode was surrounded around... Cass, this is the blonde chick that has been on a couple of dates with the honey badger or the honey nudges, you call
him. Quick question, have they fucked?
I wrote down, okay, so these are the notes I've written. They've def fucked. Like, you can actually check my notes.
I don't reckon.
See,
what do you guys reckon? Really?
I reckon they have. Vic, do you know why? I could see the desperation in her eyes, because since being single for almost a year now, can I just say, there's nothing worse than when you rent, like, you go home with a guy and, like...
Where's this going?
No, like, when you see them at another point where it's, like, at an awkward... At an awkward time where it's, like, you're doing the grocery shopping or you're at Kmart or you're just at the gym.
Oh, I had... No idea.
No,
where
and
that
I
was
felt
going.
Like towards the end, she was giving those eyes where she was so desperate just to talk to him and rip the band-aid off and get it over and done with, because it was awkward. You know, you spot a guy that you slept with at the bar, happened to me the other week, and I'm
I
need to approach and just say hello. But the longer I left it, the worse it became.
I think you've shot yourself in the foot there. I wouldn't be comparing myself to her at all. I don't think she was doing that. I think she was desperate for attention. Like, she wanted all of it.
Oh, well,
and if he sat down and had a candlelit dinner for her and the rest of them were just around watching, she would have frothed.
Here's my question, right? Do you reckon, because she was saying that she was really into him before she knew that he was on this show, do you reckon she was? Or
no,
is he?
She was like, he's here, I'm here, I want to marry
him. As my friend, as Loz says, is he habitat hot?
Is he
what? You know
hot?
That habitat hot? The guy at work... that at work is hot AF. And everyone's like, look at James. Look at his look at that shirt. He's like, God, I just want to fuck
James. In cold
and
is
then
not
you
hot.
See James on Friday night drinks next to a regular guy and you're like, James isn't that hot.
Nah.
She's not that hot.
And take the suit off too.
Yeah, I reckon that's maybe what's happened here, where she's like, yeah, I've been on a few dates with him and it was nice and we're in different places. The second that you are then competing with another 24 chicks... He's way hotter than he was.
We can't think about this honey bloke like that now.
Call him the...
No, you know what I'm calling him? Cauliflower.
Oh, that was a good call.
Like, that is will be his name for the rest of the time.
Somebody on the show said, he kind of looks like a cauliflower.
Yeah,
but
they
a cute
did.
One.
Kat, who is not from Indonesia.
Which one was that?
Kat was not born in Indonesia. She's like, I'm Kat. And I'm from Bali. You're not. You have moved there because you are a fashion designer.
Oh, yeah. She was the one, because there's a few semi-villains. She's a semi-villain. The one that she was like, that guy's been sleeping with my ex. That one.
She's the best. She reminds us of someone we know.
Well, looks-wise, maybe personality-wise actually too.
This person was a bitch. Who I'm thinking of. Are you thinking of
I'm thinking of what you
Yeah, Gossip of. Central. She was interesting. She's, definitely not from Indonesia. And I also, she was, did anyone notice when she walked out of the car, she looked like she was stepping on coals? Like, why was she bobbing around like that? Either she couldn't walk in her heels or she was kind of trying to be cute and funny and no one knew. Like, she was kind of like, dunk, dunk, dunk. And I'm like, what's happened
speaking
to the woman?
Speaking of no one knowing... The poor lady that jumped in the pool. Guys, follow me. We're all going skinny dipping. No, we're not. And then the worst part was then she yelled out from the pool. She's like, I'm going to get Nick's attention. And then she's in a ball gown in a pool in chlorine. And then she goes, guys, jump in. And everyone just slowly walked away.
No worse. They picked their dresses up so their dresses didn't get wet at all. So they were just actually floating around. She was a... I mean, I don't even know anything about that one.
Well, apart from the fact... But she still got a rose. So you know what I mean? Like...
Who didn't get a rose? Did anyone? I don't even remember.
But this
now.
Is the thing with first episodes. There's so many.
He'd have an earpiece in faux show.
Do you reckon he was Yeah, I was going to say, because there's no way he could have studied or known their names before he genuinely met them.
No, so there'd be a producer saying, Diane, Sarah. Is there a Diane or Sarah?
Probably not. Can I just say also, round of applause to the producers that have found pretty hot, fairly bogan women. Don't you reckon? Especially the Sophie chick that's like, yeah, I'm Australian. Yeah, I like that he's Australian. Yeah, I really like Aussie
guys. Which one
guys.
Was she? Blue dress.
The one that's obsessed with being on the water. There was also fucking the guy's ex on the water and then said she wants to go on a date on the water with him. She's like, yeah, I just love the water. I've also got these small boats. Let's go and use the boats on the water. I'm like, stop talking about the water.
If there's more motorised boats, I'm out. Like, I will come and, you know, support this event and see you all, but...
It is your event, babes.
Yeah, I'm not interested in any more motorised mini boats. Like, that was a real low point, I thought, of the episode. I mean, did you not?
Wasn't that bad, was it?
They've got remote control boats and they're randomly talking about
them. All you need is one small excuse to talk to somebody. It wasn't about the boats.
It's a motorised small motorboat. It just was weird.
It's better than the chick that PYO'd her own birthday cake. Did you see that? She's like, rocked up with like a lit proper like, and the Cheesecake Factory shop, they're very expensive.
Actually, I reckon is the worst thing I used to fear when I was single was going to my own birthday dinner and wondering if anyone would buy me a cake. And I always had Bessie Beth always had my fucking back. Every year she'd be like, oh shit, someone has to get this bitch a cake.
Do you guys do that? Like the single people are like, do you have each other's backs with the cake thing? Does everyone?
Because it's very boyfriend-girlfriend duty. But after it goes from parents to partners, and then if there's not, then you are out there
but
on
I
your
just,
own.
But I just...
Scary.
You'd appreciate even a cupcake or a cookie with a candle or something.
Sparkler I'd take. I'd take a sparkler. As long as you haven't had to say... But at one point I remember a dinner where I actually... My friend was late who was the Old Faithful, and I remember thinking, shit, I hope she's on the way to get a cake. Sure enough, she came with a very big bag and it was fine.
Do you have to have that conversation though?
Well, I kind of looked at her. Yeah, and she was like, I got you, girl.
Oh, yeah.
I got you. Yeah. But this poor, obviously.
We had to bring her own cake.
Tragic.
And then she was the one of the, I call them, they're always on the cutting room floor. You know, they give five people time and then she just rocked up with the cat and then she was gone.
Let's talk about Brooke.
Oh, so Brooke for the win for sure. So she was the one. She's young. She's 23. She's proud of her Indigenous heritage. She rocked up with the two balls.
How many times do you reckon the producer told for her to say that she was Aboriginal?
Heaps. I was waiting for her to bring it up with Nick when she was saying her mum had black hair and she's proud of who she was.
Pocahontas. I'm like, don't say it now. I'm Indigenous. Yeah. Don't. Just don't. I mean, it's very good that you're proud of it. I just don't know why you're saying it in the first few sentences. I'm not like, I'm very proud of my Anglo heritage. Like... A, I'm not, and B, you know, like, it's not the right time.
But he genuinely, you could see there was an actual connection there.
You know how I reckon you can tell is the softness of her voice.
She wasn't needing to yell.
Well, there wasn't a whispering. There wasn't like a bravado. There was just this vulnerability, I guess, like a bit of intimacy.
But he gave that back to her too.
Yeah, he really
did. You could see his energy chill out a bit. He wasn't using any of those, like... lines.
And do you guys reckon that the knock knock jokes, I didn't find them awkward? They were cute. Anyone? Yeah, right.
Do you reckon it's true that you could be as lame or as corny as you wanted, but if the person's into you and you're into them,
the jokes are funny?
Yeah.
Oh.
So it doesn't matter what it is.
Oh, it's very lame at our house. Very.
Oh, babes, I don't doubt it.
Oh, yeah. Lame. It is. More lame than I ever thought I could go. Like,
hang on, are we talking lamer than like his joke where he was like, knock, knock? Oh no, what was it? What did the mountain climber call his son? Cliff. I was like, that's horrific. Like, you're known for your jokes. You should do better than that.
There's no knock-knocky jokes at our joint, but there's certainly, like, nicknames and things we're laughing at is just not interesting to anyone else at all.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We've got a few guys in the audience tonight.
Dudes, yes. Can we give them a round of applause, please?
Yes.
Yeah, boy.
I am very interested to know whether more guys tuned in because of this bloke. Like, it'd be interesting to see if there's some way that we can track that. And if you guys are listening at home and your partners or however the blokes around you reacted, make sure you let us know on socials because, I don't know, I wonder what the kind of show is going to be. If it's going to be driven by girls, because there's not as much emotion.
No, but I don't know. I feel like it could go either way. Before I saw that episode tonight, I thought there'd be way more dudes watching this season than any other season. But do dudes like seeing their friends get emo with chicks?
No, and I don't think dudes want to see other dudes win. Like, he's really winning. He's done quite well for himself.
Well, I was kept looking over at you and you were looking quite impressed and you were, like, quite a hard, harsh judge initially. I mean, you were calling him the honey nudger.
It was interesting because when that... What was the one that came in that did that flip over his head?
Oh, yeah, the Russian
Dasha.
Chick. Dasha from Russia.
This is very good having other people because we are generally
fucking hopeless. How bad are we with facts? Not great.
Thank you, Dasha. Yeah. What? Oh, now I forgot what I was going to say.
Well, they were basically doing a 69 the minute that they met.
What was
she's
I
like,
saying?
Let me put my punani in your face and then I'll do some hardcore sit-ups on it.
It was interesting because she approached him like she was going to play hard to get and then bang, like... Vag in eye contact. But she also walked in and said, you know, I really am looking for a man. And it was like, you've come to the wrong place. This bloke is a boy. And if that, he's a very little boy.
Would you call the honey badger? I keep going to call him the honey nudge now. It's the honey badger. Would you call him a boy? I would defs call him a man.
No.
What gives you the sense that he's a boy? Would you guys think that he's a boy, like more of a boy or a man?
Do you think
I
it's
get
some
the vibe
boy
that he's a man?
So hands up for man, hands up for boy. Yeah. Okay. So mostly man. Oh,
and
no.
I'm not just saying that because of the fact that he's of his age or the, you know, his height or like it, I just get the sense that I think in the past you would have called him that, but the fact that he's owning that, I find that he. That makes him less of a boy.
What do you mean? What is he owning?
I felt like he was owning the fact that he was like, yeah, I've mucked around and I've had my time and I've had my fun and I've travelled, but now I really want to meet someone. Mm. Did you not get that vibe from him?
No.
I got that vibe.
No, that I got really that he would be happy someone. To come on the show, get a few laughs, maybe get a TV show. And if, you know, what's her face? Brooke's up for the ride? Then great. Sorry. I just...
Harsh judge over here.
Yeah.
No,
well, I never said I was coming on board... You know, Peachy, whatever that Sunshine girl's called. What's her name?
Vanessa Sunshine.
Yeah,
I'm Vanessa Sunshine.
I was never offering the sunshine. Because, not boy. I haven't seen a man tendencies yet.
What would you define as a boy and define as a man then? Like, what was he doing? What was he doing on that episode? Sorry, I just ate a lot of halloumi before.
Did you get halloumi?
Yeah.
With what? I didn't...
It was basically just halloumi. It was amazing.
Was it just a dish of halloumi?
No, it was a salad with a lot of halloumi.
Oh, I didn't see
that.
It was
very good.
I fucking love halloumi. Boy traits. I was stalling. I feel like there's just a bit more to the picture to come. Does that make sense? Like,
no,
I think he's going there, but I don't think he's there yet.
You can't judge it on... What do you mean there's more to come?
Mum always said to me, you will always end up dating someone much older than you. Always. Because I just want more life had. Does that make sense? So that's kind of where I think my judgment comes
from. But look at
the
chicks that he's connected with, the two 23-year-olds.
Well, you're right. Yeah. So maybe he's a man to him. But, you know, to me, he seems like a boy. But he might not seem like... Obviously, he doesn't seem like a boy to everyone else.
Hey, what was everybody's thoughts and your thoughts on when he said... My mum always had advice about your three great loves.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, can we discuss that?
So, and how funny is it when you believe in something that works for you, but if it doesn't work for you, like you're going
well,
back in your mind.
Obviously, the reason
and you're
that
like
he said that is because he's had two ex-girlfriends.
Yeah.
So now he's ready to meet the third.
Yeah.
So his theory was, and if you missed it, he did say, mum always said you have three great loves in your life. You have your first that really breaks your heart, your second where you get a little bit stronger and get to know who you are, and then
but
the third.
But no, he said the second, the timing's off.
The timing's off, that's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the minute that he said that, Cassie, stage five clinger's probably like, oh, that was me. Props wasn't, babes.
I'm all for the universe stuff, but not specific men. Like, you've got to let go at some point. Like, she's like, I visualized you specifically.
And I love that he asked, he goes, my name? She goes, yeah, yep, your name. No, but okay.
If she got very specific on her vision board, she would have been able to cut him out because he's quite famous, right? So he'd be in the papers, you just snip, 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 and then vision board you go. Alongside, you know, your million-dollar house you want in fucking Bondi and old mate's mug.
But let's go back to cauliflower. Let's go back to the three love thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
What's everyone's take on that?
I feel like it only works for people that it works for. So if you're in a relationship that you're thinking this is it and you've had two, then you're like, great. If you're in your second relationship thinking I'd like to maybe knuckle down with this bloke, maybe marry him, you're like, oh, that doesn't work. I don't believe in it. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's always convenient theories for you.
I would have thought that majority of people would have been in more... Have most people here been in more than three relationships?
Well, big ones.
More than three? Raise of hands for more than three.
Nah. Oh,
really?
A couple.
See, that really surprises me.
Well, you've been in about one.
Yeah.
Yeah, so why are you so surprised?
Yeah, but I just thought that, was rare.
No.
I thought it was, I don't know.
Me neither, actually. I don't know about, I reckon there's a chance this three thing could stick. Because let's think about it.
The heartbreak initially when you're younger.
And then if you get married young... And then it might not work out, you get married again. I'm just putting out all kinds of different
what,
scenarios.
So one second you've hated the honey badger and now you're thinking that he's the love guru.
No.
You're backing in. Is she backing in his theory? You're
backing
in the theory.
I'm backing in his mum. I like his mum. Is she alive? No. Too soon? I'm pretty sure she's not alive. Or she's not in the picture. Because I've seen interviews and things of him saying that it's just been him and his dad. Which was actually quite sweet. And there's a lot of conversation around him and his dad. So I think there must have been something that might have happened.
I actually was expecting him to be more of that character that we see heaps where he does the funny one-liners, which I kind of liked that he wasn't. Like, there was a bit of that banter where he kept saying those dumb lines when he first met. I feel like that's his crux. Like, that's, you know, when he's like, let's go for a walk, let's go for a wander, you know, all that kind of
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, he kept saying to people, jog it in.
Yeah, jog it in, jog it in.
And like, which I actually felt, that was quite funny.
But I actually like that he wasn't that the entire way through.
Oh, thank fuck. No one wants to hang out with Uncle Mick the whole time. You know what I mean? With line after line. Like, it's all about timing. Like, you put a few lines in there, it's funny. You put the all lines in there and you want to shoot yourself. That would be too much. The producers surely would have reined him in.
Yeah, I saw some article online. It was like Channel 10 in overdrive because they have to come up with thousands of one-liners to feed him.
Do you think
there's
that they
no
do feed
way
him?
He's coming up with those all on his own?
No.
It's an eight-week series.
How does it, like, I don't know anything about this bloke. So do you reckon when before he'd play a game, and then he'd be interviewed after the game. He would have gone and found one, or is he that much of an Aussie bloke that they actually just have them amongst their friends and he just knows them?
I genuinely think he would have naturally known a few of those one-liners. You know, like, what's one of them? Like,
we are looking at predominantly a group of girls. No.
Like, what's that? Like a rat up a drain pipe. But I reckon he would have had a few of those up his sleeve.
Let's just dissect that for a second. What does that even mean?
Like, you stressed?
Like a rat off a drain pipe.
Up a drain pipe.
Up a like, oh, you're running away, like getting out of there.
Mm. I reckon he naturally would have had a few that he would have used with his friends and stuff. And then he's become famous for that and it's expected. And then I think you'd probably have to prepare a few. Mm. Like, if that's your shtick, he'd be having to Google a few of those.
So it'll be interesting to see how we go across the next couple of months, because even watching the project interview, I noticed that Carrie wasn't that enthused with him. Like, she just was a bit like, and I mentioned this earlier, the amount of times he was calling chicks birds. And I don't really get the disrespect vibe from him, but I think sometimes for some of the audience, it gets a bit old. So it'll be interesting to see how this pans out. If he continues to show some of the fun side and then some of the, like, the deeper side, which we saw tonight, then I reckon he's going to win the country over.
But my question is,
I don't think the jury's out yet.
My question is, can anybody in any season ever compare to Sophie Monk? Like, people...
Well, yes, now, because she was an absolute hoax.
Well, in the end. But the season itself, I feel like that changed people's perceptions
who
of what
everyone,
the show is.
You guys are all big watchers. Like, who was your favourite season? Hands up, Tim and Anna. Maddie J and Laura. Yeah,
yeah. People like Maddie J and Laura?
That's all I know.
What about Sophie Monk? Richie? I didn't like Richie.
Richie, no. I didn't even watch that, but I was like...
He's
like the flight attendant. Just wasn't worth even
except
featuring.
He had a whole season to himself, which is devastating.
No, yeah. We met him at the Logies, remember? Beige as a...
Remember meeting him, so that's...
He was with the girl at the time. What was her name?
Alex.
Oh, you don't remember much from that night. But let's not go there.
Yeah. True. Are you as hooked on this first episode as other first episodes? Or is it a slow feel out? Do you reckon it's because, and I know this might be a bit, you know, full on, but do you reckon it's because he's not as much of a dreamboat as other series?
Yeah.
Because Maddie J, I'm sorry, but he could be singing the alphabet.
You were obsessed with me marrying Maddie J.
Well, this is when Stacey was single.
It was actually intense. We interviewed him several times. So it wasn't like, oh, how funny, your friend thinks you can marry someone. You would never actually see him. No, we did. And you told him.
But before, so after he came off that first season, right, with Georgia Love, and his heart was broken.
He lived in Bondi.
I followed him on Instagram and I said, Stace is single. And I just said, Maddie J, I'm making this happen. Let's do it for the radio show, but also for real life, right? Then he gets announced as The Bachelor and we were like, oh, and Stace is still single at this point. It was 5 years. And I was like, oh, we've missed the boat. Yet, when we first interviewed him when he was announced, we were like, let's play a game. What could have been? Stace is now happily in a relationship. You're obviously now on The Batchy and have probably found someone because the filming's wrapped even though we haven't seen it. And can I just say...
Yeah, this is getting awkward now because I remember where this has gone.
A massive flirt.
Mm. Yep. I was in a relationship at that time.
But there was...
yes.
Like, there was sparks.
Oh, what do you want me to say? He is hot, isn't he, babe? Yeah.
He's pretty hot, as said by your now husband from the front.
No. But it was a setup quiz and we were both in relationships.
But there were still vibes to the point where I was in a relationship. Grant was very unhappy at the time, but I was like, gel. I was gel. I was like, they're both taken. I'm taken, but I'm jealous. This is some weird, like, Inception shit. Like, how am I jealous?
But no,
possibly.
It was a very, very good season.
No, but seriously, I think there has to be something that is said for that. Like, you could watch somebody that has half as good of a personality, half as good a sense of humour. And I'm not saying that's in real life when you meet somebody that's different when you're looking for a partner. It's not all about looks. We just have done this on the pod channel recently, right?
Yeah.
That so many people rely on looks, and when looking for somebody, that's that. The thing that you instantly kind of look for.
It's on the catch up next week. But it is true. I think in this kind of a show,
when you're watching
looking for
it,
a bit of a pin up and blah,
when
blah,
you're
blah.
Watching it with your girlfriends or your mates and you're discussing it, the main thing that we would all talk about was, did you see him in that? Oh my God. Oh, can I just say, every other season in the package, they've been slow-mo shirts off. Remember at the start of all of the other seasons where they're under an outdoor...
Don't watch them.
Well, I do vividly. When they're under like an outdoor shower with like their pop and eight pack.
Or
that never happened on this season. And all I can say is after seeing his rig on Instagram, why?
Ah, not great.
No, it's good. Babe, it's good. That's
all
what
right.
I'm saying.
Well, we will be here each and every week on a Thursday night after the rose ceremony at the Sheaf in Double Bay. If you're in Sydney, please check it out. But these will drop the morning after. We will recap the entire episode. Come and have some drinks. Thank you very much for everybody joining us on the first one. If you enjoy listening to the Think Girls Pod channel, please rate or review our show on your favourite podcast subscriber, and we'll be back next week.
Yeah, if you're in Sydney or maybe you have pals that are, let them know to come down. It will be fun. There's going to be lots of different games, maybe a few special guests popping up.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about
that. Cheap drinks, good
many,
food.
Many past Bachelor contestants, is that what you say?
Yeah.
They will be joining us for the next few weeks.
Also, don't forget, very good halloumi.
Very good halloumi. Also.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you guys. Bye.
Woo!
Did you love this podcast, but you want to chat about it more? Make sure you go to the Thinker Girls on Facebook, that's obviously us, and Insta, because that's where we're going to be continuing this convo with you, Posse.
Yes, we want to know what you think, Posse. So every week we'll be breaking down our podcast content across social media so you have an opportunity to share your opinions.
Plus, we're on Insta stories every damn day, so you get to come along with us for this crazy TG ride.
Yeah, Merce. Head to Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, or even Twitter to find us.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.